Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of This Black Girl Podcast. It is your girl, Lola, aka Ola.Miss.Lola without the H. You can find me on Instagram. I am accompanied by my lovely mister.
Hello, hello.
And we were kind of inspired by our low energy today. To talk about, like, just boredom in general.
For sure. Like, the feeling of stagnation. Feeling like things are stale. Feeling like you got nothing going on. The thumbnail for this podcast is going to be a piece of white bread.
Stop. No, it's not. No, it's not. But, like, okay. What's your relationship with boredom like? Because, like, I have two very, like, different polarizing relationships with them or with it.
I don't know. For me personally, like, I was never the kind of person that was afraid of spending time alone with myself. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I was never really that affected by boredom, especially because, like, I have a very overactive imagination. So even if there's nothing going on, I'm always thinking about something.
Yeah.
Almost to the point where it's a detriment sometimes. Like, I remember a lot of nights where, like, I would be reading some book or watch something, and, like, I just can't seem to quiet my thoughts down to, like, let me go to sleep. But, you know, meditation has helped a lot with that in general.
Uh-huh.
I think that it helps both, like, you know, dealing with your boredom and knowing what to do when you're bored.
Uh-huh.
But I also think that people don't want to admit it to themselves in this day and age with all of our social medias and endless scrolling and all that. But being bored sometimes is really important. There's a lot of times if I'm working on, like, a new painting or I'm thinking of something or I feel stuck on a problem, the thing that I usually do is just, you know, I'll go do some research, reread some stuff about the topic, just have something to think about.
Uh-huh.
And then I just won't think about it for a day. And I'll see what comes out when I come back to it later.
When you refocus,
yeah.
But that's the thing. Like, are you quote unquote being bored or boring, or are you just being focused? Like, for me, I've had two instances of boredom where it's either, like, I'm literally bored to the point that, like, my body's shutting down and I'm falling asleep.
Yeah,
I've literally been so bored that I have fallen asleep with my eyes open at a corporate meeting.
Really?
And to the point that I probably, like, started snoring and it woke myself up.
Wow. I had no idea about this.
You did
a lizard sleep.
I was gonna say only a few people know about this, but obviously it's been published, so, like, now it's gonna be a few more than that. But, like, I was in a meeting. I wasn't the main speaker of the meeting. I was a contributor, but it was, like, a group of people, maybe, like, five or so contributing to this meeting. And this one person was just going on and on and on. And I already had a late night. I woke up early morning, came to work, dead tired, okay? And they were going on and on and on and on. And, like, I felt myself just, like, fading. But then afterwards, there was a moment where I was like... I was just like, and it woke me up, but hopefully I didn't jump too much to make it so obvious, but, like, I started coughing to kind of, like, act like I got something stuck in my throat or something to play it off, like, no, I didn't fall asleep during your presentation.
Instead, people just think you swallowed a fly when you were yawning. You were yawning.
Something like that, but, like, that person was so boring. Like, it was so, like, so that's my one extreme. And then my other extreme is, like, I call it, and it's, like, more of a Caribbean saying to say, like, when you're haunted, is, like, when you're restless, you're antsy, you want, there's nothing to do, therefore you're bored and you want something to do. So you're kind of, like, agitated, and you're, like, more instigating to, like, start something, to have something going on. So, like, that's how my relationship has, I guess, with boredom has been. But I usually feel that more haunted feeling, like, when, I don't even know, I guess, like, when I'm dying to go somewhere, or, you see me when I, like, fall into, like, my, like, hobbying product, like, projects and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I'm bored, I'm gonna create something, and I, like, design a purse or whatever. But,
see, I feel like I have a slightly different relationship with that kind of, like, restless boredom. Because for me, a lot of the time, if I'm sitting there and I'm like, man, I'm bored, I don't know what to do. Kind of the shitty thing is that, like, whether I have a lot of things going on or whether I have nothing going on,
yeah,
the stuff I need to do is pretty much the same. It's like, do more art, read some more books, do some more exercise, take care of a few more things around the house.
Right.
Like, it always seems like no matter what the situation is, it's like, I always seem to come back. It always seems to come back to, like, I know what I need to do. You know what I mean? Because I personally, for me, like, when I feel like I'm in this restless situation, I'm like, okay, let me try to channel this energy for some good. And let me try to think of ways that I can, like,
Be productive
or improve myself.
Okay, that's fair.
And a lot of times those answers are pretty consistent. Even doesn't matter what's going on, you know? Like,
yeah.
No matter what's going on, I should probably always draw a bit more.
I mean, that's fair. That's fair. Like, I don't know. You and I have always said that, like, in terms of, like, a creative space and, like, quote-unquote making art, like, you and I have a different relationship with it. Whereas, like, I'll just pick up and be like, draw, paint, this. And it's just like, if I fuck up, I'm like, whatever. I just wanted to make a thing. Where it's like, yours is just like, sit, research, plan, sketch, figure out.
Yeah, I don't know, the way, this is a little off topic, I guess, but the way I personally think about it is, I play Magic the Gathering. Hello, everyone, I'm a big nerd.
Yep.
And in it, there's, like, different colors that represent things. There's red, which is all about, like, emotion. Blue, that's all about, like, thinking things through and creativity and intellect and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm a very blue artist. And there's a lot of artists that are very red artists.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I want to express something. I want it to have feeling. I want it to hit you in the face right now. And I'm going to do it right now. If it's not perfect, I'll do another one.
Yes. Okay. I'm more like that in my process. But in my final work, I want it to be kind of more calculated. Like the purse that I recently designed.
Yeah.
So cute. Love it. I'll probably post it in my stories at some point. You guys, you know, follow the Instagram page at This Black Girl Podcast. The original design that I came up with, like I told you about it, how it's like this like little slogan or whatever, just like it hit me and I'm like, oh, I want to make this.
Mm-hmm.
And I like walked through the door and I was like, oh, I want to make this. And so I sat down and I started designing it. But then I came up with an idea of what I wanted it to look like, but I wasn't happy with it, you know? So I left it alone, walked away from it, and then when I had, like, nothing else going on or whatever, I think I... What, did I do it on the day that you weren't here? I did it on the day you weren't here. So it was just me and the kiddo hanging out, whatever. She was doing her own thing at one point, so I'm like, let me just work on this again.
Yeah.
And I went back to it and, like, redesigned it. Came up with a concept or a design that I was way more happy with and did it. So I was just like, oh, okay. And I was really kind of satisfied with myself. But it was initially to, like, satisfy a boredom. Because I was like, I'm here by myself. I don't want to play video games. Let me do something.
Yeah. So,
but apparently, okay, you know how the saying, you're bored to death?
Yeah.
So apparently that's real, based off of a 2010 study from the University College of London. They looked at questionnaires of over 7,000 civil servants in London. The people who filled out the survey from between 1985 to 1988 were about 35 to 55 years old at the time. The follow-up in 2009 found that... that the participants who 30 years earlier had reported feeling bored a great deal during the 4 weeks preceding the first survey were 37% more likely to have died by 2009.
Wow.
Bro, that's scary.
That's really interesting. I wonder if it has something to do with them being bored or like, I don't know, I always personally think of the phrase, if you're bored, then you're boring. So is it possible that, like, this is the reverse thing? Like, their bodies were already kind of on that. Their bodies were kind of already like halfway there, and so they couldn't like fuel the creativity to not be bored.
I don't know. It says the authors stress that boredom is probably linked to higher mortality rates through other problems, such as poor health or depression.
That's what I mean. Like there's kind of like a low energy kind of vibe to it that kind of maybe goes out to their general ability to withstand the slings and arrows of life. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Like, and that's the other thing. When I hate, and it used to irk me, I used to have a friend that would always be like, bro, you're boring. They'd be like, let's go do this. And it's like something ridiculous, something fucking stupid, ridiculous, unnecessary. And I would look at them and be like, nah, like, I'm good. I don't want to do that. And then the response I would get was, oh, you're boring. You're boring. And it's like, okay, I may be boring to you. But it made me realize two things. Like, one, it was obviously a slight peer pressure slash, I don't want to say bullying attack, but, like, it was more peer pressure to be, like, expecting me to respond and be like, I'm not boring, fine, let's go do this stupid crazy idea you have planned.
It's a little reverse psychology,
right? Kind of
move. Yeah.
But the other thing that was like that kind of when I was like self-reflecting or whatever, I was just like, when I would revisit that in my mind of being told like I'm boring, It triggers me now a lot more, but like it made me realize like I don't exist to entertain you. What do I look like? You're fucking jester. Like if you cannot be entertained with yourself, you're the fucking boring one. Don't look at me for entertainment. There's fucking TLC. There's E Entertainment. There's 90 Day Fiancé. There's people who build careers off of entertaining you. I'm not one of them.
Yeah.
You know? And so, like, that comment fucking turns me off now. And it also makes me, like, re-look at my friends and the people around me as, like, it helps me humanize people. Where it's, like, you are a person in my life, friend, otherwise, family member, whoever. Like, you exist in your own plane, have your own issues, whatever. But, like, and we may get along and have good times, but you're not here to entertain me.
Yeah.
If we happen to be entertained with each other's company, great. But, like, you don't exist to entertain me. You know?
Yeah, I get that. It's it reminds me of, like, you shouldn't use people as an ends to a means.
Yeah.
Right? So, or a means to an ends, I should say. And it's like, yeah, I want to be entertained. Go do it. And it's like, yeah, that's not really how that works.
Right. But now it's like, I know when people call me or text me because they're bored. Oh, what's up with you? I'm bored. That's not the reason. Like, my reason is I'm messaging you or I'm calling you because I'm thinking of you.
Right.
And I want to know how you're doing. Not because I'm bored or have nothing to do. You know, it's like to just kind of like shift the intention of you like your mindset.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And then my other thing is like, if you can't entertain yourself, that you have to seek external entertainment, you're fucking boring.
Yeah, if you can't entertain yourself, how in the hell are you going to entertain somebody else?
Amen. Amen. Hashtag RuPaul. But it's very real. Like, I don't know. Like, I like to call myself a weirdo all the time. But, like, when I was younger, if I was by myself and I was, like, quote-unquote bored or restless or whatever, I would find something to fucking do. Whether it was drawing, writing, I would write a whole... I was telling you, remember how I had, like, in one of my Google Drives somewhere, I have, like, a friggin' whole, like, movie screenplay of, like, some new modern age Romeo and Juliet thing that I wrote, like, 10 years ago that came out of boredom. Like, I was bored one day, and I came up with this whole story and plot line and characters and all of this. So my whole thing is, if like, if you can't be creative in some sort of way, whether that is, I don't know, even just playing play cards, read a fucking book.
Honestly, reading a book is very underrated in this day and age.
I'm trying to get into more books. I downloaded some ebooks recently, just with the full intention of reading a book, and I still have Will Smith's autobiography to read through because it's really good.
You should probably read through the autobiography first.
Yes.
Just because, like, there's something about reading from a screen that your brain has so firmly framed in a not book context.
Yeah, I scan through it.
Yeah, I find it really hard to sit down and actually like read a book and concentrate. I'll find that I like read something, not understand it, and I have to like reread it, mm-hmm. where I can understand much more complicated, much more in-depth, much more slow-paced books in paper.
Well, okay, the interesting thing is I'm a pretty quick reader. I find myself reading things a lot faster than people do with, and I don't know if it's just because, like, I normally listen to, like, shows and stuff with closed captions, just because I am slightly hard of hearing sometimes.
Right.
So, like, I'll listen with captions, which makes me, like, I guess unknowingly read a lot, so I read naturally faster. So when I see stuff on a screen, information scrolling up or whatever, I'm breathing through that. I'm scanning it. I'm not even taking it in. So you're right. I'm going to start with paper first. So I can like take my time and be like, the cow went moo.
You know what's interesting here though, is I feel like part of the reason why it's hard for me to read personally,
yeah,
is because I think very fast, but I feel like I read kind of slow.
You do read slower. No offense.
But the funny thing is yeah. that like I like sitting with captions on too. I'm one of these. Okay, we're reviewing all the nerd shit about me.
Oh no,
bro. When I'm watching anime, I'm like I'm a subtitle supremacist. I. There's something about the English dubs of most shows
oh, yeah.
that just does it. I don't know. It's my own personal bias against it because, like,
mm-hmm.
I remember watching anime when I was, like, growing up and the voice actors were trash. Awful. Terrible voice actor. Now voice actors are incredible.
Right.
Voice actors these days from, like, shows, anime, all this kind of stuff, if they have the budget to get good actors, there are really good voice actors out there
yeah.
that will carry you through a show. No problem. But back in the day, nah.
I mean, that's fair. And to be honest, like, I liked, you know me, I like my K-horror, J-horror, T-horror. And a lot of those movies are, like, English is not the first language. It's usually, like, you know, Korean, Japanese, Thai. I don't speak those languages. But I appreciate just still watching it in the language because you get more of the body language and the tonal effect of the dialogue along with the subtitles.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, it hits different.
Especially for me and, you know, and all this anime watching. Those,
yeah.
Those Japanese voice actors, they sell it, man. They go for it. Even they have those moments of terror and those high intense emotions, like
uh-huh.
they just go 110 on those, and I respect that a lot. And even like I find even on the translations afterwards,
yeah.
the actors don't go as hard.
I mean, yeah, because it's just like I feel like the context is a little bit lost.
Yeah,
when that happens,
there's a little bit of like magic.
Yeah.
In the original voice reel, the original reads that kind of gets lost on the dub.
Now, okay, so what's the most random thing you used to do when you were younger when you got bored?
Oh, man. Me and my friends were little kids before, like...
When you were bored. Like, forget your friends.
In a time long ago before the internet.
Yeah.
I remember going and getting sledgehammers and just smashing random shit in the backyard.
What?
Like, we would get, like, Hot Wheels cars oh and just smash them flat.
What's wrong with you? That's so ridiculous. Okay.
You asked me.
I know. Ask and answer. I know. It's just so random. I was not expecting that.
Yeah.
Like.
It lulls so random.
Now I feel like a big loser. What I used to do, at least, when I was just, like, by myself, super bored, nothing to do, and, like, I used to, like, rearrange my room.
Yeah.
Like, constantly. Like, to the point that, like, my mom would look in my room, like, almost every other week, and it would be a completely different configuration.
Wow.
And, like, to the point she got mad, and she's just like, just keep it. Stop moving it. Because, like, one day my bed's there, and the next day my bed's there, and it's, like, it was wild, because, like, when I say my whole room, like, my whole room, bed, mattress, dresser, TV, chest of drawers, like, everything was rearranged. like completely rearranged. And it used to trip out my mom so badly because she's like, how is this small child rearranging this room? Like, who helped you? Like, the first time she asked me, she's like, who helped you? And I was like, no one. And she's like, but how? And I'm like, oh, I was here for like a few hours. What do you mean? Like, I had time. And she's like, okay. Because what I think what started it was like, she would pester me to like clean my room.
Yeah.
So I'm like, if I'm gonna clean my room, like new room, new me, and just rearrange everything and just fuck shit up. Now I've kind of grown out of that, but now that's because I have other fucking hobbies where like...
No, in some ways you still have it because you still love checking out room layouts and you still love designing rooms.
I still like designing rooms. I still like interior design, but it's not like I'm rearranging shit in the house right now. Like right now we have a pretty good layout I'm very satisfied with.
True.
So I have no inclination to... So now that quote unquote boredom manifests in other things, shopping's the worst. Shopping's the fucking worst. I've been curving so hard on that, but shopping's the fucking worst for me.
Shopping's
or
bad.
Used to be.
Shopping is not the worst for me. For me, it's definitely playing video games. They're such a time sink sometimes.
Yes.
And I can get really sucked into them.
Yes.
Although, okay, here's my follow-up question, your follow-up question.
Yeah.
What's the most random thing you used to do at school when you were bored?
When I was bored?
I feel like for me, the classic one is... put a bunch of Elmer's white glue on your hand, let it dry, peel off, and peel it off afterwards. The other one I used to do is I used to love getting like crayons and wax stuff and like putting it into the radiator at school. Which in retrospect, I was like, that was gonna light on fire one day and burn me to a crisp, but it didn't.
Okay. Okay. So when I was younger, like grade school, I used to draw on the desks.
Yes.
So I'd have a little corner where I would draw and make my little like chibi animes and things like that. Or I would scrape into the desk.
Right.
Like, and I'd carve like my initials or something into the desk when I'm bored. The other thing I did when I was older that thankfully didn't get me into as much trouble as I could have. I was bored one day at school. I was in your university. So I was grown. I had no business doing this. A few friends and I were just hanging out in like a open kind of like outdoor square area. I had to stress that it was an open field, okay? Open air space. It was summer. It was hot. It was dry. So I was like, yo, I always see those magnifying glass and burning the ants. Like, I wonder, it's hot enough. Like, if we put up a pile of grass, like, will it burn? Let me experiment. And so I made a little bonfire. On campus.
Turns out it works.
And before it even got any type of height, space, anything, it was just a little, like, line of smoke. Campus security was there immediately, expeditiously. Was like, excuse me, ma'am, you can't be doing this. You have to put this out immediately. And I was like, damn. I was mad.
Not letting me have any fun.
Right? I was so unimpressed. But yeah, that was like my habits.
I mean, I definitely carved into a good number of erasers back in the day, but I wasn't cool enough to go right to the desk like you were.
Oh, yeah, I didn't give a shit.
And also, when I remember I used to have a uniform back in high school, I loved drawing on my clothes.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-mm, I would never do that. My mom would kill me.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I went to painting class and I had art class and stuff, so it's like...
You can get away with it.
Well, I'm just saying, like, when your clothes already have paint stains on them, it's not that much of a difference if you draw on them.
But, okay, you see, I didn't have to... I think what helped in terms of, like, my quote-unquote boredomness... Because I don't call it boredom. I just call it, like, whatever. I'm just creative or whatever. I went to an arts high school.
Yeah.
So, like, I got to go to classes where, like, my classes were drawing. Fucking pottery. Jewelry making. Graphic design. So, like...
That sounds cool.
So, like, I had classes where, like, I just got to have that creative outlet. The only drawback was, like, because I was so into the art part, like, my academics weren't my primary focus. Like, I did okay in them, but like there was a point where I was falling behind on those like more academic courses because I was super focused on my arts courses.
Right.
But like I loved it. It was great. Like I said, you can draw, paint, fashion design. I got to make a black leather corset and got a good grade for that.
Wow.
I got to make that for school. Per. Like, oh, it was great. It was so great. So like, I don't know. I just want kiddo to have the same abilities to have to outlet her expression and like so that she doesn't feel like she's just bottled up.
Yeah, I think it's important to learn how to express yourself.
Yeah, because like when kids are bored, they're fucking annoying, bro.
The worst.
They're fucking annoying.
They're so annoying.
Oh my gosh. Like, I'm thankful that like
a
she
kid
grew out of the, are we there yet? Are we there yet? But she still has the,
bro,
mommy.
She
mommy,
has it though.
Mommy, but mommy.
She
mommy.
Hasn't grown out of that.
No, she has.
No, it's just because we're not in are we? Are, it just
because we're not now, going nowhere because of the pandemic.
We're not going nowhere because of the pandemic. Yeah, that's what it is. No, she actually has it because the reason why they say that is because like they're bored and they want you to solve it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they ask if they're there yet because you're like, oh, well, I can't do anything about it. We're driving. It's like, okay, well then. That's how we're gonna solve the boredom. And oh, yeah. She still does that.
Oh, well, she's very obvious about the whole, like, I'm bored, mom.
That doesn't make it
I'm
better.
I'm bored. And I'm like, okay, figure it out. Like,
it doesn't make it better or less annoying, just saying.
I know. I feel for her. Hopefully with, like, more external activities, she can just kind of, like, chill. Nice yeah, off that.
I feel for her, too. I definitely feel like everyone's relationship with boredom definitely changed over the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in some ways, I think it's a good thing because I think in today's society, I think that there is too much of an ask of productivity from people.
Yeah.
I think that a lot of the work we do is make work, and that's why it's boring.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of office work is boring, is because it's literally make work. It's just to justify you getting a paycheck to make sure you don't end up on the street.
Mm-hmm.
But realistically, we could do away with a lot of those jobs. But the problem is, like, you need a job to live. So
yeah.
You can't just not have a job.
True.
Right? So that kind of puts us in this situation where I feel like a lot of people are bustling away at stuff that, like, kind of doesn't even really need to be done. Or at least not in order to, like, keep society running.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, so I'm gonna pivot slightly away from this. I'm gonna ask a question. Have you ever felt boredom in a relationship? Because like when you meet a new partner, things are exciting, sparks are flying, there's that connection. People always talk about like the honeymoon phase, and for some people it lasts like a longer time than others. Like some it lasts a few months, some people I've heard it lasts as long as a year. So like have you ever had that experience with somebody? Because like I don't know, I feel like you've had a shorter span of relationships than I have.
Yeah, I was gonna say I feel like I haven't really, but that's mostly because like I feel like the only relationship I would even have the ability to feel that with is this one.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's the answer you really wanted to hear.
No. Let's get into it. Do I bore you? Am I boring?
I mean, not really. Okay. I like hanging out with you too.
I mean, that's important for you to like your partner so that for me, what's important for me at least is like our quote unquote boring and quiet times. Like, I enjoy them as much as I enjoy our loud, crazy, exciting times. Like, I just enjoy your company so much that, like, if we're doing nothing, I'm not upset about it. Whereas, like, I would assume some girls, some people would be like, he's not taking me out on enough dates. He's not doing enough of this. Why isn't he always doing this? You know?
Yeah, and I also think it's, like, to me, we insight into ourselves, I guess. We bought Super Mario 3D World recently because it was on sale.
Because of Mario Day.
And we tried playing it together for a little bit and then very quickly realized that we have different ways of playing this game that do not really interact with each other in a good way.
Yeah, honestly.
So now we don't multiplayer by choice this game.
Shoutouts to Bowser's Fury, because, like, that's more your up your alley.
No, that's more up your alley. That's
you think it's
thing.
Up in my alley.
We flip. Because you're sitting here on all the levels trying to find every single secret, every single thing, and every single
corner. I love that.
That's literally what that part of the game is. It's like a 3D searchable thing.
I know.
So that's where you're supposed to explore. The ones where you're like, fuck it, you're playing fast and loose, you're just going to the end, you're like, whatever. That's the normal game. That's the one I should be playing.
No. I disagree. But anyway, so I'm playing one part, he's playing the other. We're both happy. We'll backseat watch, game watch, you know.
Yeah, I just like to spend
what Twitch was stuff. Before Twitch was Twitch, watching people play games.
Yeah.
But, like, again, we still enjoy each other's company irregardless, and we're not necessarily bored of it. Or if it's like, okay, I want to do something else, we can go do something else and nobody feels, you know, nobody feels away.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like that's part of the thing, is that sometimes people, like, they have a little bit too much expectation of their partner to, like, be their entertainment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're a little too attached to the hip, I suppose. And it's like, you know, you and I, if you're doing something and you're enjoying it, I don't necessarily feel like I would like to participate and share it with you, but I also don't necessarily feel like I have to, or that something's wrong if I'm not doing that, right?
Yeah, I don't know. One of the games that are, one of the things I guess we do here at home when we're, I guess, bored or we want something to do. I don't even want to say when we're bored. It's like when we want just something to do. We'll play Liar's Dice. We got into Liar's Dice recently. I've been having
you
a terrible...
You got really into Liar's Dice.
Okay, I got really into Liar's Dice. He's been very supportive. I've been on a really horrible losing streak that's had me bitter and resentful.
Well,
but we're getting past it.
A big problem is that right now, like, Liar's Dice is a little too advanced for the child, so it's a game that it has a very different dynamic with
you need grown folk playing this game.
I think you could play it with some kids or whatever, it's not that bad, but she just doesn't get it, and because she doesn't get it, like, it's definitely a game that gets better with multiple people.
Yeah, for
and
sure
it has a more interesting dynamic with multiple people.
Highly recommended.
That's that I've been spanking you lately in it.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't worry, I'm gonna revive it. I'm gonna get my girls together.
Yeah.
And we'll do it.
You're gonna have a liar's brunch.
Yeah, man, that shit's gonna be live, especially because, like, my girlfriends, shout outs to them, love y'all. Everybody has a personality, and so, like, I can really see it getting the energy kind of, like, going up with that. And what I like about it, it's like you play with dice. It's not messy like cards and whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So,
and it's one of those ones. It's one of those games that's very easy to explain.
Yeah.
It's a little hard to explain, but once you play one or two rounds of it, it becomes very easy to understand.
For sure. Yeah. And it's very entertaining in itself because, like, everybody has a part to play in how it goes.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're just depending on one person or one part of the game for things to be, like, spicy, so to speak.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I like it. I recommend it. So going back to the whole boredom and relationship, you said, like, the only point of reference you would have, I guess, is with, like, us or whatnot.
Yeah.
But, like, I can personally say, at least for, like, previous relationships that I've had, where, like, I don't want to call it that the person has gotten boring, but that, like, they've fallen into a pattern, or they've fallen into a rhythm where they've become maybe more predictable to me.
I mean, for me personally, like, I've definitely had friends who I feel like got boring, and a lot of the times for me it has to do with people just deciding to settle more and more.
Yeah.
You know, to me, like, very interesting people, like, I used to have a friend and I was very into talking to them or whatever when they were, like, trying to pursue photography more.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of feels like they settled on that and ended up going into a different career path that was a little more lucrative but a little bit safer.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's also like, okay, but now we don't have that thing to talk about anymore. You know what I mean? Like, you're not doing creative work, so now we don't really have that thing to connect with anymore.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Like, okay. Yes, I guess, sort of. Like, I remember I had an ex where we dated for like just under a year, but like the front half of the relationship was very just like party, drink, you know, sex, weed, more partying, whatever. Just like it was, I want to say it was less personable, and it was just like, this just happens to be my person, and we just always happen to be partying.
Yeah.
And it was definitely way less intimate. And then there was a point where towards the back half, things were slowing down a bit. Like I was more kind of like losing the hype behind it. Like I was like kind of getting bored of like, oh yeah, we go to the same bar. Yeah, you get drunk. Okay, whatever. Like the routine was getting tired for me.
Yeah.
You know, the routine was getting tired for me. And like we had our certain moments where I felt like, okay, well maybe there's like a little bit more insight. Maybe, you know, there's things that are opening up a bit more emotionally or whatever. But like in retrospect, I'm so glad that relationship didn't work out, because like we had our own little post breakup falling out because of like certain things that were said or whatever. But like it just showed me that like we aren't on the same page at all. We just had that one thing that we could do together, which was like drink and smoke and party. And like once that was kind of like taken away, there wasn't much, I feel like, at least for me, that I was receiving out of the relationship.
Right.
You know, like, because like I value an emotionally intelligent man. And I value, like, even with all of my friends too, like I value intimacy and being able to share certain things and be vulnerable to certain extents and stuff, even though I always try to play off like, I'm not vulnerable. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you're a fire sign.
Yes. So I will never formally admit it, but I do value those intimate, personable moments that I can have with my friends and family and with my partner.
Yeah, you're definitely the kind of person that looks at me and says that you have no feelings while you're shaking and crying.
Look, okay, just because my body has an incontrollable response to stupidity and disrespect does not mean that I need to be judged as soft or a crybaby. You're trying it.
I didn't say you were those things. That's your own that's your own judgment.
Self-report.
Yeah, this is you bringing up your own thing.
I'm just saying, if water happens to leak from my eye in frustration to your bullshit, that's literally because I'm actually crying because I want to punch you in the face and I can't, because that's not legal. It's considered assault and battery. So my body's crying, saying like, why? That's what that is.
I usually start crying whenever I see a single piece of litter fall on the ground.
No, you don't.
there's just a big like watermark of me in the sky with one tear.
So ridiculous. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like I value real emotions, whether angry, sad, whatever, otherwise. And I feel like as much as that relationship was fun, it wasn't super real. So I don't know. And I got essentially bored of that relationship. I almost cheated on them, I'm not gonna lie. But I didn't. Because out of the principle.
It would have been exciting to do though, huh?
At this point, well, he ended up breaking up with me, so I'm like, well, goddamn, I might as well have. At least I would have gotten some good dick in a hot tub, but fuck. But it's okay. My integrity was left intact. Theoretically. Oh my gosh. So, okay, so you've never been bored out of a relationship, but you said you've been bored out of friendships. Have you ever seen, like, for example, a friend that was always like, go, 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 let's do the most, you know, rally and party and whatever, and it's like the moment they have a partner or relationship, it's like, let's go to the apple orchard. I'm gonna bake pies and become Martha Stewart.
they do the most to be like, a Stepford wife instead of a party girl.
Yeah, when the quote unquote hoe becomes a housewife. What have you had that moment with friends?
I haven't had that moment with friends, but I have had. Oh man, for me the weird moment is like I've got certain friends that it's a no-win situation for them because it's like I love certain friends that whenever you talk to them. And you're like, hey, what's going on? It's always something wrong. Like it's always a problem.
Yeah.
And then sometimes those same friends who get in a relationship, as soon as it's like, oh, what's going on? It's like everything is sunshine and roses. But I hate it because it's like, yeah, it's like the Tame Impala song, man. Same person, new person, same old mistakes. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, a totally new person. It's like, bro, you're doing the same thing you always do.
Same text, different font.
Yeah, honestly. Like,
really and truly. Oh, that's the worst. That's the worst. Oh my gosh. I mean, I've had friends like that too, but I've definitely had the friends, like you said, something's always wrong. There's some sort of drama, you know, always doing the most. And then the moment they have a partner, everything's perfect.
Yeah.
You know, blue skies, roses coming out of the ground. Everything's great.
They were dressed by flying jays that came into the room like a Disney princess.
Bro, not even that. Once they have their partner, you're the one that they're shitting on because you're the single Pringle. And they're like, oh, well, you know, you're going to be the fifth wheel. Ki-ki-ki. You're going to be the third wheel.
And it's like, calm down. You've been dating for 3 days. Like,
exactly. Hey, oh, my gosh. Those people snitch on themselves so hard, especially afterwards. Like, because I'm trying to make it a habit of, like, if when I have a partner or I'm dating somebody, like, I don't ignore my friends. Because I've witnessed that. I've seen it happen so many times where people forget their friends. And then the moment the relationship ends, they want to come back to their friends. Like, they're just like, you know, like, hey, okay.
Just pick up where you left off. Like, yeah. continue the save.
Right. And it's like, that's not how people work. So I always try to maintain, like, all of my friendships, even though everybody has their own responding periods and whatever. But, like, I try to keep all my friendships. I try to make sure that all my friends meet my partner. Because, like, the worst situation I ever had was, like, I was dating somebody that, like, all my friends hated.
Yeah.
Like, all of them hated. All of them hated. It sucks so badly. Sucks so badly. It's the worst.
Can't bring him anywhere?
Can't bring him nowhere. Nowhere. Leave them at home. Can't bring them nowhere. The worst. But I'm glad that switched with you.
See, I don't really know what to say here because, like, for me, I've never really, like, this is part of the reason why these people that just, like, flip on a dime with, like, how their mood is as soon as they're in a relationship, like, it feels so fake and it gets to me. And it's so cringe to me because as someone who was in a lot of relationships that kind of, like, almost felt like they were going somewhere then petered out, or like I had a lot of non-starter relationships, bro, I started just not telling my friends who I was dating because it's like I didn't want to have to go through the embarrassment and be like, what happened to that person?
Ooh.
And then be like, so like for me it was easier. For me most of the time it was like, listen, this probably isn't gonna work out anyway, so I'm better off just not telling anybody.
Right.
And that's why like that kind of reaction is so cringe to me because it's like my friends wouldn't meet my partner most of the time because, like, I didn't want them to have to follow up afterwards. Like, oh, what happened with them? And be like,
ugh. Yeah, that's mess. That's mess. But, like, I don't know. Like, I tell my friends if I'm talking to somebody. And, like, once I feel like it's at, like, a viable-ish point, then, like, you meet them. Like, you met one of my friends before that phase. By like slight accident, just because of location of where we were. Don't say their name, but they'll hopefully know who they are. And I was literally shitting bricks. I was shitting bricks. I was just like, I want to see my friend. You just happened to be with me, and they were there. And I was like, oh fuck. But whatever, we'll kiki about it later. It's okay. Yeah. Like, but like they got me in the point that like, okay, if this doesn't go anywhere, well, it's something to laugh about later, not necessarily to like. It like probe, if that makes sense.
Right.
So, but yeah, I don't know. So when was that catalyst moment for you then? For you to tell your people about me? Because obviously they know about me. They've met me.
Honestly, I don't know. I feel like that, because it's not that I would never talk to somebody. I'm sure I'd talk to them about it, just because, like, you and I had a long period where we were messing around but not really dating.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I would at least, I feel like most people at least, like, learned about you at some point during then.
Yeah.
And then it was just like, oh, we're official now. And that was it. You know, like, because okay. I don't know. I'm one of those people that I definitely like, going back to the old Seinfeld bit, like, I don't like to collide my world. I like to kind of keep friend circle and my romance circle a little different.
I do that by assigning nicknames.
Yeah.
People, like, if you're not if you are present in my life at some point, but you're not, like, a full fixture in the friendiverse world or whatever, like, you get a nickname. Are you still talking to assign nickname? Oh, yeah, we're still talking. Or, nah, I'm like, I dropped that. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, what happened? Okay, blah, 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 kiki about it, throw it away.
I used to do that, too.
Did I have a nickname?
You didn't have a nickname, but you know what's funny is that we would assign a lot of people nicknames, they would keep the nicknames, because it would be like, oh, this girl that works at the fucking weed dispensary, this girl that works at the coffee shop, she's cute, and then you don't know their name, so you give them a dumb nickname.
Okay, but what was mine?
You didn't have one.
I didn't have one?
You didn't have one. I knew your name. Why would I give you a nickname?
You had one.
I know I had multiple nicknames. I know some of them.
Oh, yeah?
Teeth.
Oh, that's a different one. That's a family nickname. That's different.
Okay.
That's different. That doesn't count. Because I didn't assign it to you. Somebody else assigned it to you.
That's okay. So nicknames only count when you make them? Yes. I don't understand. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. I should know better.
What's the other one?
The other one that I know of?
Yeah.
Was it like 6'6"?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because there was yours, obviously 6'6". There was another one that was called Hockey.
Yeah.
Because they were a former hockey player. There was a few. Don't judge me. There was one called Uggo. Oh my god. It was mean. Sorry, guys. I've grown as a person since then, and I would never use that nickname moving forward in my life. But it did exist at one point. There was another one. What was it? I forget it because it wasn't a nickname that I gave. It was one.
Oh,
that...
so it wasn't a real nickname anyway. Who cares?
No, but it was good. It was good. Doyle. Doyle was a hilarious nickname. There was another one. There was one that was called McDonald's.
Rotten Ronnie.
There was a few.
Yeah.
But with that being said, that's what happens when you get bored. You make up things. Yeah. You just kind of piece shit together. But with that being said, we're gonna wrap up this episode. Hopefully this episode kept you entertained and you weren't very bored and you don't die of boredom, because we want you around. We love you. But make sure to follow the Instagram page at This Black Girl Podcast. Make sure to follow your girl, ola.miss.lola, without the H. Please and thank you. And with that being said, have a lovely, lovely day. Bye.
Bye.